Church, say amen. Amen. Good to see you all again. To be back in the house of the Lord for another installment of his word and to fellowship one with another again. Brother Proud saying it won't be very long right before I start preaching. I don't know if he was trying to send a message. I don't know. I hate to make him a tell. I hate to, you know. He said, read between the lines. I take it. It's good to be back with you all tonight. And I won't be long this afternoon. But I want to give you a little thought that will encourage you. If you will turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. You know, in the book of Thessalonians, Paul deals with a number of different things. In this book, you realize that, you know, the people in Thessalonica are becoming a little bit anxious. They were around when Jesus was there, and they early in the book, you realize they are expecting him to come back. And they are getting a little anxious because they thought when Jesus left that he was coming back in their lifetime. And now their faith is starting to wane a little bit. They're getting a little bit their faith out. They're losing their faith. And Paul has to address a number of different things in this book to the people at Thessalonica. And in his final exhortations, after he's dealt with a number of things, and we'll study those things in a later time. But in his final exhortation, he says something in verse 16, 17, and 18 that I think it's good for us on a daily basis. Verse 16 says, rejoice always. We could just stop right there. Rejoice always. Then he says, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What a passage of scripture. From this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, Excited About Your Journey. Excited About Your Journey. You know, we speak frequently about life. We speak frequently about the things that go well in life. Sometimes we seem to connect even more with the things that we struggle with in life. We spend a lot of time talking about what we will or have overcome. And I believe that there is a place to discuss overcoming. I think there's a place to discuss and there's a time to discuss the victories that we've received throughout life. But I also believe that every message, every time we talk about Jesus and every time we talk about life, we should not be talking about life from this standpoint of overcoming. Everything should always be from a deficit mindset. I'm trying to help somebody. You know, and that sometimes we can find ourselves speaking only about our relationship with God from all what God has brought us through. And sometimes we almost have a mindset of that we always have to come from the bottom up. Y'all hear with me? I'm trying to explain this to you, but we are a generation of people. We are ethnically, we are people that have been taught to pick ourselves up from our bootstraps. You know what I mean? So we spend a lot of time in conversation, and that's the lens in which we think. We're going to get up. We're going to do well. And that is good. I don't want to take anything away from that thinking. I believe that it's important for us to realize that even when you're knocked down, you have the ability to overcome. I agree with that. But I want us to also understand that God intends on us to not always just have this overcoming mentality. God intends us to be people of joy. Y'all with me? God expects that his children are not always speaking from a woe is me mentality. God expects his children to have a heart of consistent, constant joy. Y'all not gonna help me today. I said I wasn't gonna be long, but if y'all start messing around with this joy, I'm gonna camp out. God expects us to be joyful. The Bible says in verse 16 that Paul says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Why? Because we are children of the Almighty God. A God who always wins. A God who always protects us. A God who's always looking out for us. A God who always works in our favor. Y'all follow me? So when you have all of these things going right for you, within you should be embedded. You should have innately inside of you joy. And sometimes we talk about our journey and we only speak about the pitfalls and the things that we overcome in our journey. But I'm telling you that as Christians, we need to be excited about our journey. You know, even on Sunday night sometimes, I'll give you a message and I usually my mentality is give you something to help you all get through all the week. And sometimes even in my messages, I'll say, you're going to run into some stuff. But you're going to be, I'll say that to you, right? And that's true. You will run into some things. But what I want you to understand is, even when you run into some things, your heart should already be parked on joy. We need to rest in joy. We need to spend our time with a joyous heart. Y'all hear me? What I mean is that we may drive by difficult circumstances. We may drive by a heartache. We may drive by pain, but we ought to park on joy because of what God has done for us. And that's what it says in 1 Thessalonians. He says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. We talk about that all the time. What does it mean when it says pray without ceasing? Does that mean that we walk around with our eyes closed all the day saying, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this. No. That's not what Paul said. What he's saying to us is have a heart that is always connected to God. Always in conversation with God. You follow me? We should always be willing and always have the mindset that everything that I do, I'm going to be in tune with God. I'm going to talk to God throughout my life. I'm going to spend all of my time without God. So I'm praying to God, not in a formal prayer, but I'm connected to God in all the things that I'm doing. Y'all follow me? That's what he means when he says pray without ceasing. And then it's the part I want us to really look at. Give thanks. In all circumstances. Give thanks in everything. Why? Because everything works for your good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Everything works for your good. When you have a God that cannot mess up, you can thank him even when you don't know how it's going to end. Because you know he's responsible for the ending. Right. Give thanks in everything. And I love the final saying, the final stanza of this verse. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God's will for you is that you would be thankful. God's will for you is that you will be joyful. Watch this. I know why. Because it's impossible for you to have a heart of gratitude and be grouchy. When you are thankful, your mind cannot do the other plain. Those two things cannot exist in the same space. Just like it cannot be light and dark at the same time, you cannot be grateful and grumpy at the same time. So what God is saying is, in every situation, give thanks. This is my will, because I understand that if you have a grateful heart, then you have a good spirit. That means when you have a good spirit, you're willing to serve. When you serve with a good spirit, you're willing to bring others to me. All of those things align, but I can't do any of those things well if I am not first thankful. We gotta be excited about our journey. Next week, or next time I speak, I'm going to talk to you from Psalms 100. And we're going to talk about the reason why we're excited. Psalms 100 is an interesting passage of scripture. And I know a lot of times we utilize that and we talk about giving thanks and all that. But Psalms 100 is beautiful because it tells us why we give thanks. We got to be excited about our journey. We got to be excited that God is our Father. We have to be excited that regardless of what it is that we may face, God's still in control. And then we should have a heart of joy. The reason why I stay and I continue to work with children is because children have a heart of joy, especially the young ones. You know, you can get upset with a little young kid, kindergarten, first grade, and he'll be upset for about 2 or 3 minutes. But as soon as, you know, he gets a chance, he's going back to joy. He is. He's going back to joy because all he knows is that it's got to get better. I live a good life. I believe that's the way God wants us to be. You might run into some pitfalls, but you need to run back to joy. Amen. You might have some difficulty, but you may need to run back to joy. Today when we were leaving, Levi hit his face on a door or something out there, so he got a little scratch there on his eye. And he got in the car, and Trey and PJ were talking to him in the car. You all right, dude? He said, okay. You know, and he sucked up all the attention. And not long, as soon as they closed the door, I got in the car and I had one of those little bitty bottles of water, the little bitty ones. He thinks that every little bottle of water belongs to him because it's his size. You know, he thinks that's his thing. Oh, yeah, damn, okay. And I walked in the car and I said, hey, man, you all right? Yeah, damn, okay. I said, you want some water? He said, yeah, I want some water. He went right back to joy. That's the way we ought to live life. Man, I ran into a pitfall. Man, I hit my face against the wall. Man, I wrecked my car. Man, I ain't got enough money. But you know what? I'm going back to joy. I'm going to give thanks anyway because God has been good. That's all I got for you tonight. If you're here and you're not a Christian and you want to be connected, if you're wondering why we have so much joy, it's because of what Jesus did. It's because through Jesus, we are able to call God our Father. Amen. That's why joy comes. Well, you say, well, what Jesus did, well, what did Jesus do? He gave his life on the cross. Amen. Then he rose up. He died, he's buried. He rose up 3 days later. And when he got up, he gave us the opportunities to be co-heirs. Our daddy is a king. Amen. That's the reason why we got joy. That's the reason why we can't stay in sadness too long, because we are co-heirs. Our father's a king, and our father's not any king. He's a king that owns the whole world. If you want to be in that relationship, this is how you do it. You got to believe what we just said is true, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and hung laying down on the cross for his sins and rose again. You got to repent of your sins. You got to confess. Then you got to be baptized in the watery grave. And some of you might say, you know what, I know that Jesus, I believe all of that. But you know what, I've been parking my car too long in sadness. I've been parking my car too long in whining. I've been grouchy too long. I've been in despair too long. That might be where you're living. And you say, I just need some help getting back to joy. Well, come on down and let's do it together. Let's pray together. Confess your sins. Let's pray together. And let's get closer to God together. Let's walk through this week with a different attitude. Not a Lord, what's going to happen that I have to overcome? Not that attitude. An attitude of, I'm excited about what God is going to bring me through. I'm excited about Monday morning because I know God is already there. Yeah. You can do that right now as you sing a song of invitation.